بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to another edition of the midday show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, inshallah. Today being the 12th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, corresponding to Wednesday, the 16th of October, 2024. It is also Wednesday, and du'as are readily accepted between the Dhuhr and the Asr. So let us take time and take this opportunity of making the dua for the Ummah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also we make dua for our brothers and sisters who are in Gaza and Lebanon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect each and every one of them. And also we must remember all our marhumin that have passed on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus, full kabr al-Nur, and grant the families sabrun jameel. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. You can send in your messages and your request and your recipe request to 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Okay, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inshallah, we're going to be starting off with our first recipe, and that is for a mutton curry bunny chow. Mutton curry for bunny chow. So you're going to need 1 kilo of cubed mutton, 1 kilo cubed mutton, 4 large potatoes, 4 large potatoes cut into pieces and fried, 4 large potatoes cut into pieces and fried, 2 big onions fried, 2 big onions fried, 3 liquidized tomatoes, 3 liquidized tomatoes, half a tin of tomato puree, half a tin of tomato puree. Then we need 1 tablespoon of red ginger garlic paste. And you need 1 tablespoon of red ginger garlic paste, 2 tablespoons of Kashmiri chili powder, 2 tablespoons of Kashmiri chili powder, 2 tablespoons of Kashmiri chili powder. You're going to need some arad. Not sure how much or the amount of arad. Doesn't say. But anyway, you're going to need 2 tablespoons of dana jeera, 2 tablespoons of dana jeera, 3 tablespoons of Shan Karma Korma Masala, 3 tablespoons of Shan Korma Masala, 2 tablespoons of Durban Mix Masala, 2 tablespoons of Durban Mix Masala. You need some dry spices. You're going to need some dry spices. And you're going to need some cinnamon. You'll need some cinnamon. You're going to need some cloves. You're going to need some cloves. And then you're going to need 2 bay leaves. You're going to need some bay leaves, 2 bay leaves, and 1 star aniseed. You're going to need 1 star aniseed. Then you're going to need ghee or oil. You can use ghee or oil. Then for the method, you're going to make wagar in the ghee or oil. You're gonna make wagar in the ghee or oil. Then you're gonna add whole spices and all the other spices. You're gonna add the whole spices and all other spices. Then you're gonna braise for 3 minutes. You're gonna braise for 3 minutes. Add in the meat. Add in the meat. Then you're going to add in half a cup of water and cook for 10 minutes. Then you're going to add in the tomato puree, the tomatoes and the puree. You're going to add in the tomatoes and the puree and the fried potatoes. Then you're going to add in the tomatoes and the puree and the fried potatoes. Cook for 5 minutes. You're going to cook all of this for 5 minutes. And then you're going to add in 1 liter of water. You're going to add in 1 liter of water. And then you're going to cook on a low heat until the meat is cooked. You're going to cook for 5 minutes, add 1 liter of water, and cook on low heat until the meat is cooked. And that was the message, or that was the recipe for a mutton curry for a bunny chow. Our next recipe that comes in is for a chicken corn soup. Chicken corn soup. So you're going to need 250 gram chicken filled, cut into 250 gram chicken fillet, cut into small cubes. Two onions are finely chopped. Then you're going to need half a cup of melted butter. Then you're going to need a whole jeera. You're going to need whole jeera, 2 tablespoons of ground garlic, 2 teaspoons of freshly grounded green chilies, 2 teaspoons of freshly grounded chilies. You're going to need some salt. You're going to need salt. Ground roasted jeera. You'll need some salt. And then you're going to need 1 tablespoon of aromat. Then you're going to saute the onions until translucent. Then you're going to add the jeera. And then you're going to marinate the chicken with the above spices. Chop half cup of fresh coriander and then add it. Then you're going to add in, the onions and stir. We're gonna add into the onions and stir. Add 2 cups of water and cook. You're gonna add the 2 cups of water and cook, and then add in half a cup of small pasta. You're going to add in half a cup of small pasta and then add in 1 tin of sweet corn. Add in 1 tin of sweet corn. Then you're going to cook for 15 minutes. Cook for 15 minutes and add in 1 liter of milk and 2 liter of water. Add in 1 liter of milk and 2 liters of water. Boil on low heat. Boil on low heat. Lastly, you're going to add 1 small fresh cream. You're going to add 1 small fresh cream. And that was the recipe for the chicken corn soup. Inshallah, you can send in your messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Inshallah, we are awaiting your recipes. It's just gone 25 minutes past 12 Central African time, inshallah. So we're just going to go for a small nasheed break, and in the meantime we're going to be waiting for your recipes, inshallah. And our next recipe that comes in is for a chicken nachos. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Nasira Sayed of the Kitchen Fundi for sending in this recipe. It's a chicken nachos recipe. So you're going to need a 500 gram cubed chicken fillet. 500 gram cubed chicken fillet. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. Then you're going to need 1 teaspoon of dhania. 1 teaspoon of dhania. 1 teaspoon of jeera. 1 teaspoon of jeera. 1 teaspoon of chicken spice. 1 teaspoon of chicken spice. 2 teaspoons of red chili powder. 2 teaspoons of red chili powder. 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric. 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric. Two teaspoons of red chili powder, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. Then you're going to need some tomato sauce. You're going to need a tomato sauce. Then you're going to need some mayonnaise. You're going to need some mayonnaise. Then you're going to need Steers Prego sauce. Nando's peri peri sauce. 1 big packet blue Doritos. one big packet of blue Doritos, one tub of sour cream and chives, one tub of sweet red pepper, one tub of sweet red pepper, a handful of grated cheese, Then you will need some oregano for sprinkling. Then you're going to cook the chicken in the spices. When it is done, add the sauces and cook until heated through. Layer the Doritos at the bottom of the Pyrex dish of a Pyrex dish. Then place the chicken over. Then you're going to blob the two dips over the chicken generously. Then you're going to spread Doritos over and then a few more blobs of the dips. Then lastly, you're going to sprinkle the cheese and oregano. Then you're going to bake at 180 degrees till the cheese melts. And then you're going to serve until it is hot, And that was the recipe for the nachos. Chicken nachos. And that was the end of our recipe segment. Inshallah, next will be our segment with Maulana Zaid Khan, inshallah. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Normally you have a break, so I don't know if you...
If you want to go for a break, Maulana, it's fine. We can...
Gee, please, I just need to record the...
Yeah, no stress, Maulana.
Right.
Okay, so there you heard it. Maulana is he's not dodging us today, inshallah. So we're just going to go for a small break. And when we return, inshallah, we will continue. Maulana said just give him for about 5 minutes. So inshallah, we'll give him the time that he requests. And we will continue thereafter.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
And we return to our program, inshallah, and we went to, Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Normally, I give the intro to say what we're going to be discussing today.
Mm.
But it looks like you got a surprise ball for us, so inshallah, let's hear what are we going to be discussing today, inshallah.
Oh, more importantly, this yesterday, I'm sure you've also put it on your news that this Aaron Bayhaq,
mm-hmm.
and he's from Santon. So you know with this whole controversy of changing the name from Santon Drive to Khalid.
Leila Khalid, yeah.
So they have much mouth on this here, but and people are quick to accuse the Muslimin of terrorist attacks and all of this here. But when they own this person, Aaron, however you say it, Bayhaq,
he's a Zionist.
Yeah. And he goes and participates with the IDF and kills our Muslimin, our women, our females, our daughters, all of this. And children, especially the elderly, and these were direct targets. This was a documentary which was recorded by Al Jazeera. So then, how are they just moving about? And remember last year, or it was a few months ago, was it, that that time still Naledi Pandor was had a bit of a say, and she said that we have to put down pressure on these people that are going to join in this war and killing innocent people. So when Muslimin do it, or they have to go and defend the people who are being attacked, then you would raise and make such a big noise about this. But here it is clear proof that he was, I think, 22 years or something. They're all babies, children, like.
And how ironic, Maulana, that children are killing children.
Yes, and that's the whole thing. Because anybody, as you grow older, I'm sure you notice this, Haji Suleiman, the listeners as well, you become more worried, concerned about your actions. You don't want to act like how you acted 20 years back. You don't want to act, you're more like concerned, and you reprimand yourself. You say, how can I do this here? That time when you're in your young, crazy teenagers, and then moving to your 20s, you still have that, we'll say, the Josh period, where you just don't think. Because let's face it, you don't have children to worry about, you don't have a family to worry about, so you just will act on impulse. But here, as you see, this is only children in their terms. In fact, if you see in Islamic terminology, as soon as you become baligh, then you are matured. You're supposed to be earning. It's just our parents' favor upon us that they still give us the opportunity and time to equip ourselves and to better ourselves. Even till we get married, how spoiled aren't we? That our parents will spoil, that they will see, be concerned of our homes, where we're going to stay, is it equipped? And a beautiful saying by one of our scholars, I heard it over this weekend, is that in the past, this is just to digress for a moment, in the past, if you speak to my parents, I'm sure Haji Suleiman, you can also, Mufti Saab himself, how that starting was humble, humble beginnings. And two cups and a small home. My mother just told me now last week that when they started off, it was basically just a kitchen, a room, and you could almost say that the bathroom was almost like you could say in or close to the bedroom, and that was their house. And really small. But she said, I took pride in organizing it and making and concerned about neatness and all of this, yeah. But those, so the scholar says, in the beginning, before, they were less concerned about the interior, the decor, and all of this, yeah. But they built homes, they made homes. And today you are seeing that when you get married, everything is given to you on a platter. All the platters are in, everything is there. But brick by brick, we are breaking the homes. So it was quite a profound statement, and it makes so much sense. Because we're given homes, we just have to continuously strive to keep this home as it is. But brick by brick, we break down the home. So that was just, by the way, on this year, on this particular aspect, where we say 22 years old, and Haji Suleiman, I think you have the petition for which to sign, and people should sign it and apply the law according to where this person must not be allowed back to South Africa for the crimes that he has perpetrated. And how many of us Muslimin, and how many of us want to go, and we want to protect our Palestinian brothers, but they'll tell you, you can't even get in there. You won't know where to go. But how does he go from South Africa as part of the IDF? When we went to Palestine, also Masjid al-Aqsa, and you know, you're walking with so much of hatred for these people because they are just walking on Masjid al-Aqsa property. And you look at them because that's the amount that you can do. You just look at them with such hatred in their eyes, but they will never look back at you. And when you hear them speak, you'll be surprised that these are South Africans and they are sent there from here. So this year we have to put down pressure on this aspect. As a Muslim, what can you do? We're always asking, what can I do for Palestine? Well, put down, how long does it take to sign a petition? You've got, beautifully, I read the other day a hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks of that jihad, jahidu, that you must make jihad with the mushrikeen. And in this hadith of Abu Dawood, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions the avenues of jihad. One is with yourselves, and another is also with your tongues, with your keyboards, with your, you know, they say, the keyboard warriors. So you will then, whatever you can do, as we don't approve and say you must go march and all of this year, the non-Muslims want to do it. Just now we saw in Paris as well, they are marching, imagine, in these major places where you would expect support and support blindly for the US. They are standing hard, harsh against it. That is why you will find that Hamas, when in one of the previous letters or speeches, he had said, Abu Ubaidah, you know, he comes on every now and then. So he said that you must, these marches in the US universities and all of this year, they are non-Muslims. So you must carry on doing it. And this is something that, imagine, it sort of reminds us of Fir'aun. You know, when Fir'aun was there, Musa alayhi salam, yesterday I was speaking to someone, one of my colleagues, and he mentioned, imagine, Musa alayhi salam, he had a staff. In fact, it was, now I just remember, Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman. So he mentioned this on the program yesterday. He had a staff. And when you look at the power and the might of Fir'aun, Pharaoh, you think, how would ever this power collapse ever? But that's Allah's system. And you know, Mufti AK Saab mentions, Allah kelati be awaze, Allah's stick, when it strikes, it's without a sound. You don't even know it happened. But you can see this whole world where it's going towards, and the truth, justice at the end has to prevail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them this istidraj. That's why Allah says, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We gradually, we entice them, we spur them on to the point that they don't know, and then we strike them. So that's how Fir'aun was. He thought his people will go with him all the way, but when reality and the truth struck, they said, no, we believe in the Rabb of Musa alayhi salam. So you can see as well the levels where this whole thing is going towards, and inshallah we hope for a great victory sooner or later. This is the, on a lighter note, other affairs, Haji Suleiman, I don't know if you want to contribute to this year. So
with regards to
this whole Aaron Bayhaq thing, and we spoke about other aspects, yeah, as well.
وَمَقْرُ وَمَقْرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. That is the best. You can do what you want. These people can come here, they want to run from there and come here, put up this embassy, that embassy. Now there's a Mufti Saab sent out that article that they're putting up the embassy, they're putting up the flag in Cape Town in front of Table Mountain. But they can do what they want. They can hide wherever they want, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the victory was in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it is said that victory will happen for the Palestinians. Masjid al-Aqsa will be liberated.
Eventually,
you know, but we must never think of, you know, the people who pass away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they are being looked after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that do not say that the people who have been martyred in the path of Allah, who have passed away in the path of Allah, that they have died. Rather, they are being provided, they are alive, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for them their nourishment and whatever the case may be in their graves, because they passed away as shaheeds. And what a great status to attain, apart from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram. The next best status that's closest to them is the status of Shaheed and Shuhada. And look how many people, and you know, they don't say only to pass away in war or in jihad. Look how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the ways of passing as a Shaheed not only in war, you pass away with a stomach illness, you pass away with different diseases, heart disease, stomach, you know, anything to do with your body.
You
get, or even with an accident, you get shot.
Yeah, that last week, the brother burned in the car.
Burned in the car, he was a shaheed.
Mm.
You know, so many of our Muslim brothers that we hear on a daily basis that they passed away, and you ask them how they passed away, they were protecting their families. You know, they got shot. They succumbed to their deaths. Mm. All shuhada, martyrdom mortes that they got. You know, and they will be raised up in the way that they passed away. And with that blood, and yeah, I know in the Middle East and in the war-torn countries, that the way they pass away is the way that they're buried. So there's no time to give ghusl, or they wrap them up with their clothes and the blood stains and everything. Mm. You know, and it is so, it's such a status and attainment that they are getting. We thinking, you know, we make dua for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for their families. But they are more happy to be returned to their creator, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they don't have to suffer in this world of haram and zina. You know, they don't have to see all this bloodshed. Rather, they sit, even in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, just came to my mind now. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ The forerunners have went before us. They'll be sitting and reclining on couches.
Mm.
You know? So all of that day they will be, they will benefit from that day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, guide us all guide me first, because it comes to my ear first.
Mm.
So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me.
Just an unusual death also I'd like to share is that you don't hear often. Our honorable teacher, Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Veli, rahmatullah alayh, he taught us, he used to come to even, he would have this fikr and this concern and come to our school also just to rescue us from all the filth that they're going to indoctrinate us with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for his intention. And then in Maktab as well, we got the honor of being taught by him. And I know his family, they also family of mine's, so they also listen quite ardently as well. And in fact, previously they sent his bayans as well. We've got it, and I think they did play it once or twice. And how he passed away was, he was building this house opposite the stadium in Marlborough. And the whole, as he was building, he was standing there the one day, and the pillar fell on him. The pillar of the house just fell on him. And when we got the news also, when we got there, he was already, the ambulance took him away and everything. But you could still see, and I remember that scene, you could still see his hair. And I think one of us tried to even take a few strands of that hair. So his hair was stuck in there. So this also, different deaths, but how beautiful it is for a believer. And we'll end off with this. Ajaban li amri al-mu'mini. Excellent, how beautiful it is for a believer. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khairun. Every affair for a believer, it is great, it is rewarding for him, it is good for him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam impresses and stresses that this is only for the believer. He experienced the two S's. He experiences goodness, he makes shukr. He experiences difficulty, he makes sabr. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakallah khairan for those inspiring words, Marana. Inshallah tomorrow.
Inshallah. Jee.
Tomorrow Thursday, inshallah. Please dua for us, inshallah.
Jee.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you complete shifa. Also, I know you're not in the best of health.
They gave me this, I don't know, this drink. So it stops what if you have a bug or something.
Surah Fatiha 7 times, testing and zamzam.
True.
Jazakallah khairan, Mawlana.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was Mawlana Zaid Khan giving us some inspirational nasiha. Very thought-provoking. But nevertheless, we say Jazakallah khairan to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, 12:50, inshallah. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.